Taylor Report, CIUT, 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. Phil Conlon is here. And I will tell you again, Steve Gowan's coming, and he'll be at 777 Bathurst Thursday at 7 p.m. He's going to be at 24 Main Street Tuesday, tomorrow, in Hamilton. And that is also 7 p.m. He will be in... the following day, Wednesday, he's going to be at McMaster University and at the Student Center, I believe. I'll bet there are signs all over the place. I hope there are. And again, Stephen Gowans, is a new book. It's published by Baraka Books, and it's Washington's Long War on Syria, and a very important book. And I really hope people come out to see him. Stephen is not... I would call him, he's not a gadabout. Yeah, so you have to, if you want to see him, you have to work at it. He's a studious, and he produces excellent, solid kind of material that you can use and you need if you're going to be talking about these matters. And believe me, with Donald Trump behaving as he is, and by the way, with France has had an election, the guy who is in the lead, is it Macron?
Yes, and it's a very small lead, by the way. It's like just a smidgen over 20%, right?
It's 22, 20, yeah. And yeah. 19 or something like that. Yeah. 20, I guess. I'm not familiar with the modalities of the French political system, but I know that they're very confident, perhaps overconfident. Certainly Hillary Clinton was confident. Stephen Colbert was so confident, he almost fainted on air. So we'll see. But it's important to know, we're talking about Syria, and Syria is more important than both the United States and France at the moment, because Syria's sovereignty is being violated by both of them. And that's what their problem is. They are colonialists or imperialists, and they are militarists, and they are lying, cynical SOBs. They provide hardware to Saudi Arabia, to the richest country in the Middle East, to bomb and destroy the poorest country in the Middle East, Yemen. So we can't ever listen to any word. If the word dictator comes out of Trump's mouth, just put it back in his mouth where it belongs. And same with Hillary. And same with – but we have to understand, same with Mr. Macron. Mr. Macron, he is Hollande with, dark hair, or more svelte. He's a svelte Hollande. None of us will ever forget now. If you've seen the picture, you'll never forget Hollande on his motor scooter with his helmet going to see his mistress. And I think it was Figaro. They usually do this. Figaro loves that stuff. So this is a young man who would look better on a motor scooter than Hollande. But he is just as every bit as bloody-minded. He was asked about Syria. He wants to bomb the Syrian army. This is Macron. He wants bad relations with Russia. He gets excited, and his eyes tear up when he talks about the European Union. He's really their man. This is NATO's idea of a candidate, is Mr. Macron. And I guess the French bourgeoisie, they feel comfortable with him. At any rate, that's why it just underlines the importance of a talk by Stephen and his book, because this is what we're confronted with. We learned, for example, in the case of Trump, that he said he was not going to be a regime changer. He said he was not going to. He thought the main enemy was ISIS. And gave the signal that he thought that probably the government of Syria ought to be left alone. And he also, of course, fatally for him, said that he thought we should try to make a working relationship with Russia, which would, in diplomatic parlance, would be, why not? That was pretty simple. And, of course, the gates of hell opened up, and there's Brian... is a brimstone and fire has come from every quarter of it. And so Trump now is bombing Syria, and he's trying to pick a fight with the Russians, and he's sending what he calls an armada to Korea. I've told our listeners before, I find that odd, because the only Americans don't use the word armada. I don't know what bar he's been hanging out in. But the only time Americans use the word armada is to talk about the Spanish armada and what happened to it. And it went to the bottom with all of its sailors. So I don't know why he's mentioning an armada. But by the way, when he said it was headed towards North Korea, it wasn't. And, of course, when he was having his chocolate cake, and he said the missiles were headed for Iraq, and his interrogator, and pardon me, the woman interviewing him said, "I think you mean Syria." And he said, "Yeah, right." He was thinking about the chocolate cake. His brain got stuck when he said chocolate cake. That's why we raise the specter on this program from Fred Jerome of Trump as Nero. I don't know if he's going to get the part, but it's a great audition. You got to say that. It's a terrific audition, him as Nero. Now, in the minutes remaining, I want to just say that today is Holocaust Remembrance. Is it a day or a week?
It's a day. It started at sundown, as is the Jewish tradition, on the 23rd, which was last night, and ends at sundown tonight. And it's celebrated primarily in the city of Jerusalem, but all across Israel, they blow sirens off for the whole day, right?
Yeah.
So it's a very, very solemn moment.
Well, it's an important day, and I believe it's important for Canadians because clearly what we're supposed to say is, all right, let's stop and think about this, that Hitler's Germany decided, the army, the police, the state, based on the racialist concept of the Übermensch and the Untermensch, those who should live and be the masters and those who should be under, and those in the weak and the poor and gays and others were to be physically liquidated. That was the policy. And so we want to remember. And I particularly want to remember because we have a foreign minister who has a terrible memory. That would be Chrystia Freeland. She has told us that her grandfather was a refugee and that she learned a great deal from him. And she didn't, so far, she's not told us whether or not she learned that he was a Nazi collaborator and that the paper he worked for was taken from a Jewish publisher. The printing press that belonged to the Jewish publisher was also taken from the Jewish publisher. And the home he lived in was taken from the Jewish publisher. And then the Jewish publisher was put to death in Belzec, along with millions of others. And that's what we're trying to remember. But Chrystia Freeland, to this day, has never said whether that happened, whether her grandfather did those things. And out of respect for her, I'm not putting any words in her mouth. I'm just saying she hasn't found any words herself. And it's worrying at the time when people say, oh, let us remember. Okay, let's remember. So what happened? And who was responsible? And in the case of her grandfather, Michael Komiak, he belonged to the Ukrainian Central Committee. And he was doing that, running his newspaper, Krakow News, under the direction of Volodymyr, I'll find his name in a moment, who was the man who wrote the Ukrainian Constitution, not the Constitution, encyclopedia. And she, by the way, once had a job working for that same thing. His name, his name is Kubiyovich, and he wrote to the Polish commander of the German commander of Poland, and he wrote to Mr. Frank, and he's asked that all the Jewish property that originally belonged to Ukrainian people, only through ruthless lawbreaking on the part of the Jews and through their exploitation of members of the Ukrainian people did it pass into Jewish possession. We deem it a requirement of justice in order to make restitution to the Ukrainian people for the moral and material damages that a very considerable portion of confiscated of the property portion of confiscation of Jewish property be returned to the Ukrainian people. In particular, all Jewish land holdings should be given to Ukrainian peasants. That was the boss of Chrystia Freeland's grandfather, whose name was Michael Homiak. Ms. Freeland, if I got any of that wrong, you call me and tell me. But that is the position of the Ukrainian Central Committee asking the Nazis to give them things that belong to the Jews. That's what we should be remembering, and I'm really glad that this is a time for Holocaust remembrance because it gives us a chance to say, why do we have a foreign minister who can't even talk about this subject at this time? This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM, and we'll see you next week.
The 30th anniversary CIUT Spring Membership Drive runs May 8th to 14th. But if